Mr. Watson's Chickens, written by Jarrett Dapier. Mr. Watson lived with Mr. Nelson in a big honking house with a teeny tiny yard in a big honking city. And in that teeny tiny yard, he kept 2 dogs, 3 cats, and a handful of chickens. Mr. Watson loved his chickens, and his chickens loved him. He started like any sensible person with 3. And every morning, he and Mr. Nelson would count them. 1, 2, 3! But soon, Mr. Watson's chicken collection grew and grew. And grew. Before they knew it, Mr. Watson had 456 chickens. Their house was teeming with birds. Chickens in the sink, chickens on the bed, chickens in the bread box, chickens on their heads. There were even chickens in the bathtub. And the noise. The house shook with it. Aunt Agnes the chicken made up her own song. Shoo-bee-doo, wonky-pow, baka-baka into chow-chow. And she sang it all the time. Mr. Watson, so he was happy with this arrangement. And Mr. Nelson loved to cook eggs for him. Until he found 4 chickens in his brand new boots. Mr. Watson, these chickens are becoming a problem, cried Mr. Nelson. You're right, Mr. Watson said. And he sat down to think of what to do. The next day, Mr. Nelson found feathers in his hair gel. Mr. Watson, cried Mr. Nelson, these chickens are a problem. You're right, Mr. Watson said. He sat down to think of what to do. Late that night, Aunt Agnes led the other chickens in a full choral rendition of her favorite song. Shoo-bee-doo, bonky-pow, baka-baka-baka into chow-chow. It was too much. These chickens are more than a problem. If you don't get rid of them, I am moving to the coop out back alone. Mr. Watson loved his chickens, but he loved Mr. Nelson more. Without Mr. Nelson, his heart would be a broken egg. So the next day, the 2 men gathered up the chickens in cages, boxes, and crates. They loaded them onto wagons, all tied together in a line, and set off for the county fair to find the chicks a loving home. But just as they reached their destination, Mr. Watson tripped. All the chickens were gone! No! Mr. Watson wailed. How will we ever find them all? Now the whole city would be littered with chickens. Whose chickens are these? The pickle slinger cried. 10 chickens bobbed in her tubs. That'll be me, said Mr. Watson with a 1, 2, 3 as he moseyed over to collect up his chickens. Whose chickens are these? The cheesemonger cried. 20 chickens were feathers deep in their cheese. "That'll be me," said Mr. Watson with a 1, 2, 3 as he sidled over to collect up his chickens.
"Whose chickens are these?" the nuthawker howled.
30 chickens waited in his bins. "That'll be me," whispered Mr. Watson with a 1, 2, 3 as he skulked over to collect up his chickens. At long last, Mr. Watson and Mr. Nilsson collected every single chicken, all except one. Where was the final chicken? Bark, 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 bark.
Shoo-be-doo, wonky-pow, bucka-bucka-bucka-nick-chow-chow.
The other chickens joined Aunt Agnes on stage at the fair.
Shoo-be-doo, wonky-pow, bucka-bucka-nick-chow-chow.
The crowd went wild. They'd never heard such a beautiful song. Just then, an official-looking lady bellowed, "Quiet! Those chickens still up for adoption, bub?" she asked. "I'll take them all."
"All?" gasped Mr. Watson.
"All! I've been looking for a new act for the fair. A big, honking chicken choir is just what I need."
"Done!" cried Mr. Watson.
That night, Mr. Watson and Mr. Nilsson ate supper, and there were no chickens in their soup. They brushed their teeth, and there were no chickens in the sink. They got ready for bed, and there were no chickens in their pajamas. Now their house was an empty nest. Mr. Watson felt sad without his chickens. And Mr. Nilsson did too. Or was it an empty nest?
Crack! 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 Shoo-be-doo! Wonky-pow! Bucka-bucka-in-cha-chow-chow! Beep, 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 beep.
It begins again. 1, 2, 3.